Start with the BBC News. Eurozone leaders are still locked in talks at an emergency summit trying to find a compromise that would enable Greece to avoid running out of money and to keep the single currency. The Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras is anxious to strike a deal before any Greek banks collapse, which could happen within days. Our economics editor Robert Peston, who's in Athens, says the crisis is having a huge impact on the Eurozone itself.
We've had the spectacle this weekend of the two most important Eurozone countries, Germany and France, at loggerheads over the future of Greece. And that, I think, has done damage all over the world to the idea that the Eurozone is a stable collective enterprise by Europe's leading economies. And I think that we will be paying a price for this crisis in the wider European Union for weeks, months, possibly years to come.
The Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto says he has faith that the security forces will recapture one of the world's most powerful drug lords, Joaquin Guzman, who's escaped from a high-security prison. Here's Katie Watson.
Joaquin Guzman was last seen in the prison showers on Saturday evening. When guards checked his cell later, he disappeared. They found a hole 10 meters deep with a ladder leading to a tunnel 1.5 kilometers long. According to security officials, it had lighting, ventilation and stairs. For a government which in recent years has boasted of its record of catching big drugs lords, this latest escape is particularly embarrassing because it's the second time Guzman has got away.
The Colombian government has issued a joint statement with FARC rebels agreeing to de-escalate the conflict between them. Government forces will pull back from military action in a week's time if the rebels keep their promise of a unilateral ceasefire. It's the first such agreement since peace talks began in Cuba in 2012. Representatives of six world powers and Iran meeting in Vienna are reported to be close to a deal over Tehran's nuclear program, with an announcement possible on Monday. The deal would give Iran relief from many international sanctions in return for observing strict limits on its nuclear program. John Sopel is in Washington.
One senior administration official who's been very close to these talks said the perfect deal is very easy to sell, one where Tehran walks in, waves a white flag and offers endless concessions. It's very easy to sell. A good deal which has been forged out of compromise, concession and mind-boggling complex details, very much more so. The Obama administration want to say this is a good deal and better than no deal at all. His opponents think otherwise and they are making the running at the moment.
At least two car bombs have gone off and a suicide bomber has blown himself up in the Iraqi capital Baghdad. More than 28 people were killed and 80 injured in mainly Shiite neighbourhoods. No one has claimed responsibility. World News from the BBC. Video footage has emerged in Israel, allegedly showing a senior Israeli officer shooting dead a fleeing Palestinian teenager who had thrown a rock at his vehicle last week. The video, released by a human rights group, contradicts earlier claims by the military that the officer opened fire because his life was in danger and that he had exhausted all measures before shooting the teenager. The Israeli military has declined to comment. A bomb explosion in the Syrian city of Aleppo has caused part of the wall of its ancient citadel to collapse. The magnificent 13th century citadel with its ramparts and towers is a UN-listed World Heritage Site. Rami Jara, a Syrian activist, told the BBC that the people's relationship with the monument was changing.
The citadel at the moment stands as a launching point for the Syrian military, and it's surrounded by rebel-controlled areas that are continuously being attacked by the regime. So it's no longer looked at as a historical site, but rather a military site. That's what makes this incident significant, is that there is now an advance within the old city.
Hundreds of thousands of people in Paraguay have attended the final Mass celebrated by Pope Francis during his visit to South America. The Pope urged Christians to reject what he called the logic of selfishness. During his previous stops in Bolivia and Ecuador, the Pope spoke out against social injustice. He leaves Paraguay on Monday after an 8-day tour. The Swiss tennis player Martina Hingis has won two Wimbledon titles in 2 days, 17 years after her last trophy success at the championship. She won the mixed doubles with India's Leander Paes following Saturday's triumph in the women's doubles. Martina Hingis said it had been quite a weekend.
Just that ride that you have, the adrenaline that got me back out here, and with Leander, you know, in the practice already we felt good, and we're like, we just go out there and enjoy, just bring this title home, it's even more incredible. But I think I really, like, last night and today it was just amazing, the emotions.
BBC News.